Come on and sing. Come on and sing. I'm going to read a scripture just before you do today. Hallelujah. Praise God. Anybody picking up on a theme in this service? You know, it's so easy to follow the Holy Spirit's leading when He is actually in the lead and taking the lead. Sean said it best when he was talking about the fact that it was the experience of God's love. It's not just something you theologically give mental assent to, but when you spiritually experience that. The Bible said the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Spirit. It's manifested and ministered to us through and by the Holy Spirit. It's not just something you accept by faith. And faith stands alone without the feeling aspect. It has to stand alone, because if you base it on feelings, you're in trouble, because feelings come and feelings go. But the love of God is something to be experienced. It's not just something. That's why grace is so important to me. When Paul said the grace of God is sufficient, or God told Paul the grace of God is sufficient for you, it had to be something he could experience. I know the acronym for grace. You put it on a chalkboard, it's real easy. God's riches at Christ's expense, using each letter. I know that it is God's love expressed in a beautiful way of unmerited favor. I understand that. I comprehend that with my natural mind. But the comprehension of what grace is and means is not the same as experiencing it. Paul had to experience something. See, grace allows God to come to you. By grace you're saved, reconciled unto God. And because you're reconciled unto God, you can go behind the veil. That's why it was torn. God's not going to stay back there any longer. He's still going to dwell in a temple, but it's not going to be that temple behind that veil. But He's still going to indwell a temple. Can you say amen? And your body, as a Christian, has become the temple. So not only can you go behind the veil because of grace, but He can come from behind the veil. Can you say amen? And He can come to you, and He can come to me. Praise God, and manifest Himself to us. Praise the Lord. And not only manifest Himself to us, He can indwell us. Praise God. Hallelujah. That's the glory of the gospel. And that grace, allowing for that to occur, is sufficient for whatever you're going through. If you sense the presence of God with you, you sense the love of God upon you, you can go through anything. Amen. Because this love bears all things, believes all things, endures all things. It never fails, and it never ends. Hallelujah. So I'm going to read a scripture before Dave sings, and we'll elaborate just a little bit on it. Ephesians 3:16 through 19. Listen to Paul's prayer for the church at Ephesus, for us. That's why it's in Holy Writ today, for us to read. And he says that he would grant unto you, according to the riches of his glory, to be strengthened with might by his Spirit in the inward man, the inner man, that Christ may dwell in your hearts by faith, that ye, being rooted and grounded in love, may be able to comprehend with all saints what is the breadth and length and depth and height, and to know the love of Christ which passes knowledge. I want to stop there just a minute before Dave sings. And to know the love of Christ that passes knowledge, it's got to go beyond just a theological correct understanding. This is something that has to be spiritually communicated, spiritually revealed, and spiritually experienced. Amen? It has to be. How do you know anything that passes knowledge? How do you know anything that passes knowledge? We want to talk about that in just a few minutes. Because the Bible is very clear. You can know a whole lot of things that passes knowledge. Praise God. Are you intrigued a little bit today to learn something? I want to leave something with you that the devil can't take from you. I want, as the Holy Spirit moves over this audience today, people are going to receive a revelation from the Lord through the Holy Spirit and through the Word of God that I believe is going to stay with you. And I believe we'll be able to say with absolute assurance you won't leave here like you came in Jesus' name. Amen. If the Word gets down inside of you, it's going to change you from the inside out. Hallelujah. It will bring forth fruit, some 30, some 60, and some 100-fold. You can't experience that and never be the same again. Hallelujah.
Sing about it, Brother Hall. You know, the last few weeks, Brother Venable has been preaching, teaching on love. And you know, that's a series. And the thing is, we know that God loves us because He loved us first. To experience what Christ experienced for us, to show His love towards us, He did a lot for us by giving Him His own life for us, shedding His own innocent blood for us. And we can always say, sing that old song, Jesus loves me, because He does love us. He has loved us and He has drawn us with an everlasting love. And love covers the multitude of sin in our lives. The song I want to sing today is, He Loves Me. I love the Lord this morning, and the power of God is so strong here this morning. There's such an anointing to break and destroy every yoke that's in His house today. Listen to the words as I sing, He loves me.